Hello, everybody. Welcome to Crystal's Connections Because of You Nuggets. Ever give you praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you for all things, Father. All right, my sinuses is bothering me. You know how that goes. I'm sure some of you do, allergies and all. So forgive if you hear some weird noises. Anyway, blessings be unto you. Blessings be to you. And, you know, as St. John of the Cross said, oh, blessed Jesus, give me the stillness of soul in you. Let your mighty calmness reign in me. Rule me, O King of gentleness, King of peace. So let us have that peace today in Jesus Yeshua's blessed name. You know? And may he teach us what it is to have faith. And teach us what it is to believe and to understand, and even when things are beyond our understanding, and help us to find this peace. And when things are just so still and quiet, and we don't understand what's going on, and he has us in a place of waiting, that he helps us to find the faith and the trust in the silence that we have, you know. Help us to be patient during the hard times and to have hope when we don't even know where it's going to come from, but to help us find this hope. You know, and Father, help us also to trust in your plan, to trust what you say in Jeremiah, that you do have a plan for us and that your plan is for good and not evil. You know, help us to trust in you. Like Paul said, we believe, Father, but help our unbelief. And do help our unbelief. Because we know you're a God. Most of us here know you're God, and we know you can, and we know that you're able, and we know that you're worthy. But sometimes things don't look, they're not right out there, Father, for us to see. They're not right there. And what I'm asking you to do is just help us have this trust and this belief and this faith, and to be able to patiently wait upon you in the not yets, to praise you in the not yets, to praise you in the no's when we don't understand and it's breaking our hearts, to praise you even in our no's, and to trust you, and to praise you in our yeses. And praise you because we trust in that you do have this plan for us. That you are working things for our good, no matter what it looks like to us right now and at this time. That you are working this out. We ever give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we're asking you to take away all of our stinking thinking. And to help us to embrace you and embrace your love. And Father, just start working in us right now. Start working in us. Transforming our thoughts into who you are, who you want us to be, for good and not evil, for the good things to think and to trust, Father. Just transform our thoughts into what it is that you need it to be, to help us to recognize and truth and love, and recognize who we are in your eyes, and things that's pleasing to you, Father. I ever give you praise, honor, and glory. Help us to think positively in all things, Father, and grant us this peace and this calmness, Father, of heart, soul, and spirit that you have ready to give to us. Help us to accept the gift of patience, peace, and love that you have for us, and help us to accept your answers when we don't understand them. Help us to find a balance in our life, Father, and to not overextend ourselves in one way, and to sit and be slothful when we can be going. Father, just help us to find a balance in where it is that you want us to be. And Father, remove all evil from us, away from us, Father, that shouldn't be there. Move the people out of our lives that you don't want there. Because you said to cast the troublemaker out and you should have peace. So we're asking you to help us to even be able to do so and use wisdom and knowledge and good understanding when doing this, Father. And give us the strength and the clarity of mind to do this, and then to find our purpose in you and the path that you made for us, and to walk into this and to teach others to do so. Help us to trust you, Father, to trust in your love and your hope and your plan in our lives and for the lives of our children. Help us to trust in you, Father, whenever everything doesn't look like you're there anyway. Help us to know and believe and have this faith and trust in your word and what you've said, that you are there. Please help us to believe in you. Give us that peace of mind. Yay, Yeshua, yay. You know, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. That our soul may be free. Help us to be free, Father, in you, and do what is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And may your will, may we always be in your will, and may our desire always be your will in our lives. We ever give you praise, honor, and glory, Father. Comfort the lost, comfort the brokenhearted, save the lost, be with the lonely. Send people into their hearts, Father. Send people into the lives, the right people into the lives of the people that need them in their search hearts, Father. And answer each and every prayer request according to your will, your honor, and your glory. And Father, according to this purpose of Jeremiah 29 that you've given, answer each and every prayer request. Father, search hearts. In the name of thy Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Or shall we say, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray to Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. All right, Father. All right. Do welcome the Crystal's Connections because of you, Nugget. And, you know, he did give us a promise. The Father did give us a promise. And sometimes I know we don't understand. A lot of people, a lot of people were sitting there and we're looking at things that's going on in this world even right now. And we're like, you know, how can this happen? And we don't understand what's happening. We see evil just bashing at every door and knocking at every door. We see the children turning away and just evil. Every way you look, we see evil. And it's hard sometimes to say, you know, it's hard sometimes to hold on to this belief that we know that everything's going to turn out for His good and His glory. I have a lot of prayer requests for some. It seems like there's a lot of children and a lot of deaths going on in this last little bit on prayer requests. And every one of them's like, you know, I know you say, and I know that it's supposed to be for His good, but it don't, but it hurts, excuse me, but it hurts. I don't want to lose Him. I don't want to lose Him. It's hurting. It's killing me. I don't want to lose Him. I don't want to let Him go. And you know the Father understands this. He knows you don't. He knows you don't. And He still loves you. And I believe that He loves our babies. And He just, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes it is time for Him to go on home. And sometimes it's not. And our lives has just been shortened. And it's unfortunate. And it's not fair. A lot of times it's not fair what happens. It's not fair when some lives are being taken. And it's not fair whenever the people that you love, it just keeps going on and keeps going on and hurting over and over. And it's not fair whenever you're doing your best in life and everybody just keeps and it seems like the world is against you, slapping you in the face, and it's not fair when you're trying to stand and serve the Lord, and then you got somebody knocking you down. Every breath you take, they're knocking you down. It's not fair. There's a lot of things that's not fair in life, and Lord, have mercy on us. And it is hard to understand when you're walking, when you're the one walking in it, when you're the one that's walking in this hurt and this pain. It's not easy to see, and it's not easy to trust, and it's not easy to believe. It's not easy to look up and say, I know you have a purpose for me and a promise. I know you do, and I know all things is going to work out for the good. It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to. Right now, I want to tell you that He still loves you. He still loves you. And right now, I'm going to try to hold on for you. And there's Christians that's hold on for them right now that's having that struggle. Oh, brothers and sisters in Christ, for them that's going through this and they're going through that struggle where we can see because we've been there, we've done that, we've held on and we've got through that. We've been there. We know how it is. Right now, let's grab a hold of these babies, of God's babies, and let's hold on for them. Let's hold on to them and hold on for them. Let's don't try to fix them. They don't need fixed. They need to be loved through this time, loved in the love of the Lord. They need to be brought to an understanding. Right now, they don't need to be fixed. Quit trying to fix them. That's God's job to fix them. It's our job to keep taking them to the Lord, to bring them to the Lord, to love them into the Lord. It's our job to keep them from falling deep in depression. And we have to follow the Holy Spirit so carefully in this because the Holy Spirit knows the heart and soul and mind of each and every person. And each and every person is an individual. And as you're set in this place to help these people go through this, ask God for wisdom, knowledge, good understanding, guidance in every way. In the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit guide you, lead and direct you, because He's your comforter, He's your teacher, He is your guide. And let Him lead, guide, and direct you. Be open to it so you can help these people who's hollering it's not fair, because really it's not. It's not. And they don't understand. When you're there in it, you don't understand. Quit, oh brothers and sisters, quit trying to make them come to a place that they can't step into right now. Just help them, take them by the hand, and walk with them as they're walking into the place they need to go, following the instructions and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I see so many people that is so critical. That's so critical. And that's really unfortunate. Quit being so critical. We know what the Father says. We know what He says. And He does say that He has a plan. And He has a purpose. And before you're sitting there and you're cutting down and you're criticizing these people who's saying it's not fair, it's not right. Before you're doing that, remember where you were at one time in your life. Remember where you were. Remember there was 99 times out of 100 you have said it's not fair. It's not right. I don't understand. 90 times out of 100 you have said that. And remember that. So let's just pray for them to find an inner peace. Pray for them to find an understanding. And that a peace of mind will, and calmness will help. That give them a peace of mind to calm their troubled heart. and give them the strength to clearly walk into this, walk into their healing and a clarity of mind to even find their purpose in life now in their walk. Some of them who's suffered loss, it's got to start life all over again in a whole new way that they've never walked it or they haven't walked in years. Like one particular person they've had, I know right now, they've had somebody in their lives for over 30 years, and this person has passed, and now this one person is sitting there alone having to learn how to restart their life, to rewalk a new journey in their life, and they're lost. Oh, they love the Lord with their heart, but they're lost right now. They don't know which way to go, and they're doing everything in their power to hold on to trust, to hold on to faith, to try to hold on. Nobody's there. I'm trying to be. But nobody, where's everybody at? Christians, brothers and sisters, where are you at for people like this? Prayer is a powerful, beautiful thing, and we do need to be praying for their strength and clarity of mind and purpose, but we need to also try to physically be there for them at times when they're able to have this, that we need to try to physically be there. If it's just to go say hello and to see how you're doing, if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes just to say, you know, hey man, I'm thinking about you. Do you need a prayer? Do you need me just to sit here and talk with you? And if they say no, and let them know if they say no and they don't, that it's quite all right. But you're there. Give them your number. Be able to talk to them. Make time for them. You're a child of God. But don't be critical of them and don't tell them not to think. It's not fair. And don't tell them not to feel. Just help be a strength for them in their feelings and their purpose as they're finding their way, as they're finding their way into the new walk of life that God has set out before them now, that is being laid out before them. Help them and love them in this. Help them to understand that God does love them, that He is there for them. And not to give up and not to be afraid, because there's a great fear in this. You know, the Lord says to fear not, but now, like that, when they're having to start over and they're having to do a new walk, it's a whole new fear. It's, am I able to do this? Whenever they're sitting there and their partner's no longer beside them, there's that emptiness. People, Christians, where are we at? There's power in prayer, but there's power in the walk also. There's power in the walk. Be there for the hurting and the brokenhearted according to the will of the Father and according to His glory. Be there, but listen carefully how you walk and how you talk and how you're there, because the Father knows this person's soul. He knows the purpose in their life. He knows them. And you don't know the innermost thoughts of a person like our Father does, like Father does in the Son and the Holy Spirit. You don't know the innermost thoughts. But He does. So you listen to the Spirit. You pray to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. You pray, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, be led and learn to listen. As you're praying, a big part of praying is learning to listen, to hear. So listen and walk as it is that the Father is leading you to walk, and through the Holy Spirit that you walk for these people and you talk. So from now on, I'm asking you, to take the time to walk in love, walk in prayer, walk in the love of the Lord, helping people to find the truth that God does have a plan for them in their life and that He does love them. And there is a purpose, and the purpose is for good and not for bad. Help them to come to this understanding. Believe and understand this yourself so you can help people. Now, I want you to look at yourself. I want you to look at yourself. Are you walking in love? Are you walking in peace and hope? Are you walking into the calling that's been given to each and every one of us as a child of God, to love our brothers and sisters as we've loved ourselves, to love God first? And this love is in prayer. This love isn't walking in it. This love is an understanding. It's not in telling a person that they shouldn't feel, because everybody feels. It's not in telling a person that they shouldn't, why ask, it's not fair, because it's really not. There's a lot of things that's really not, and they have every right to feel that way. But let's ask God to give us the clarity of mind too, to find the purpose that we have, and the walk that we should take, and the path that we should take, the one that He's laid out before us. And Lord, help us to trust Him, and help us to ask them to help you trust Him, and to help you hear, and to help you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, mind, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself, others as yourself. Okay, start praying for them. And as you pray and walk in the prayer, don't forget to give our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit the praise, honor, and glory that they're worthy of. Trust Him. Trust Him. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, if nobody's told you they love you today, in Christ Jesus, Christiel do. You love you too, because you're worth it. You know what? You know why the Lord did everything He did? Because He loved you. God created the heavens and earth because He loved you. He created you because He loved you, and He wanted somebody to love, and He wanted to be loved. He wanted to share that love and that communion. He wanted to share this with you. He wanted to. This was His purpose, was in love and in sharing love. And don't be so quick and hard to judge the Lord. Don't be so hard as Christian brothers and sisters that we have to help other people walking in their. And it is hard to understand. Unless you're there, you can't understand. 99.9% of it, you can't. And that's where trust comes in. But two, so many people were sitting out there and were finding it hard to trust the Lord. And they find it hard to trust the Lord. And we're sitting there trying to pray for people. And we're having problems ourselves trusting Him. I watched a show, The Shack. I recommend it. I recommend watching it because of the meaning of it. But in The Shack, there was this man who grew up being abused. I mean, he was literally put through hay. And then his daughter ended up getting murdered, raped and murdered. And here, there he was. He was just like, he just, spiritually, he just was just knocked down as anybody would be, you know, because this is really things that happen in real life every single day, every minute of the day. So he was knocked down. But then in this movie, as it goes, he was set before wisdom. He was took before wisdom. And wisdom said, you know, you're so hard to judge everybody. You want to judge everybody. You judge even God and God's motives and why God's doing this. And you're telling God how He should do everything. But let me ask you here. And then this wisdom pulls his children in front of him, a girl and a boy. And they've both done bad things. They've both been cruel to the man. They've both said bad things to him. They've both been doing wrong. And wisdom said, now out of your children, choose. Choose which one has to go to hell and which one's to go to heaven. You choose which one right now. You make the choice. Which child are you going to choose to go to hell? They've both done wrong. They've both made mistakes. Of course, they've done good too. They've done good. But you choose. You can't wait. You have to do it now. The man couldn't choose. He ended up going and saying, I can't choose. They're my children. I love them both. No matter what they've done, I love them both. I will go for them. take me, take my life, take me, because I'm going to go for them. And I thought that was so powerful, because this is really the truth, because in a lot of ways, this is what God did. Father God, Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, the Holy Spirit, the three that are one, they done this for us. He done this for you. He said, take me. So, as we're going in prayer, and as we're facing the Lord, and as the Lord's sending us out there to walk in our prayer, to walk in love, to love others, as He's doing this, remember, before we sit there and we say, God, you don't love, or God this, or God that, put yourself there. If you had to choose which child, they're both your children, you love them both equally, they're both yours, you gotta choose one to go to hell. Could you do it, or would you say, take me instead? I don't know. That's just something that just keeps hitting my mind to say. So that's for somebody in particular. But anyway, again, because of you, He died. But He not only died, He arose from the dead to seal it. Because of you, He's coming back one day, because He's coming for you. And we're going to be facing this judgment. We're going to be looking at this too. Because of you. Because of you. And because He trusts you. He has set you in somebody's path to love. To bring home. To walk in faith for. He sent somebody to you because He trusts you. And He loves you. You love you and trust you too. And you trust in His love for you, so you can do what you need to do, okay? Anyway, love, hugs, be blessed.